Second parak of Gittin, third Mishnah. The whole Toysim, a get has to be written, the Chosav, it says, has to be written b'sefer in a document. So, in order to be considered a ksiva, it has to be written with a indelible ink, which could be Dioi, Sam, Sikra, Kumus, Kankatan. These are all type of inks that do not fade by themselves. B'chol dovah shokayom, anything that is permanent, die. Oh, but in Toysim, loy b'mashkim, you're not allowed to write with mashkim, which is water that vegetables were soaked in, homemade peris, or fruit juices, because these things, you paint with strawberry juice, after a while it fades. Ala kol koisim, or some other juices that fade immediately. Now going on the document. Ala kol koisim, you could write in any document. It's considered al ala shal zayis, al kyan shal por. It could be on a leaf of a part of a olive tree, or on the keren of a par, the horn of a cow. Noisin lo sepor, you give her the car. Vayidei eved, v'noisin lo se'eved. Rabbi Yisrael Gliloyma, en koisvim, lo'al davashish beruachayim, v'lo'al oichlem. So it's a machlekes, if you could write in an eved and give over the eved. Tanakama says you could write an eved in an animal, and the animal and the eved themselves are the document. But Rabbi Yisrael says a sefer, it has to be a sefer. A book is not written on live beings. Therefore, yields its fossil, or if it's on fruit, also not.